Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus. That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time.
It was made able to touch, so I was able to touch some of my own hands, the very bricks he made.
Now, there's only 228 days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program. Explosive hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday as Tony Bobulinski, he held nothing back going after Democrats on this committee, the House Oversight Committee, on issues involving the Biden family syndicate, as we affectionately refer to it. And here's him saying that Biden was active in the family business.
Joe Biden was more than a participant in and a beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability.
Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy?
Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that? Because when
Jordan, Joe
sir,
Biden,
you're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that said H will hold 10% for the big guy. You sure it's the big guy is Joe Biden?
1,000%. And there's other text messages that back that up.
And then maybe the best moment of this exchange yesterday with Bobulinski is the showdown with Jamie Raskin. Listen to that.
Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies.
Anyway, joining us now is Peter Schweizer, and we all know Peter. He's the president of the Government Accountability Institute and host of his own Drill Down podcast. By the way, his new book is out. It's a number one New York Times bestseller. It's called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China is Killing Americans. Anyway, Peter, always great to have you back. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Sean. Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You know, the thing that really defines you in my mind, and this goes back to 2018 when you released Secret Empires, is the amount of research that goes into every one of your books and everything that you're doing at the Government Accountability Institute. I mean, you find this information. Nobody knew in 2018 that the whole issue of the Bidens and money that they're making in Ukraine and China and Romania and Russia, that it would be this big a story that it is now rightly become. A lot of it rooted in the hard work you did behind the scenes. And it even took a couple of years after you released Secret Empires for people to fully understand the magnitude of what actually was going on with the Biden family. I thought Tony Bobulinski in particular yesterday, you know, shed a lot of light on this.
No, I think you're right, Sean. And yeah, in 2018, I wrote the book. It was really my appearance on your radio and television programs that really brought it to national attention. And it does take time sometimes for these narratives, these stories, these facts to go out and be adopted by people and for people to see them. And I think Bobulinski did a fantastic job yesterday. I've met with him a couple of times. And the thing about Tony is he's not political. And you can't really attack him personally. They're trying to do that, Sean, because they can't attack the facts that he's stating. But this is a guy who loves his country. He's not political. He's made his own money, so they can't try to get at him in any way. And I think they see him as probably the biggest threat winning this battle over the Biden crime family and exposing everything that they've done.
It was a fascinating exchange with AOC yesterday, leader of the squad, as she was, you know, asking Bobulinski to list the crimes. And then at one point she says, well, RICO is not a crime. And actually, it is a crime. It's codified at 18 U.S.C., 1961 to 1968. So she was wrong, but this exchange gets interesting. Listen.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statute.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
It's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Statute. Sir, yeah. Please
you want me to
name
the exact statute
sir?
Under RICO?
Yes.
I mean, there were numerous moments like this, but Bobulinski at one point didn't tolerate any of the BS. He said, no evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. And he just goes to Representative Garcia. That's just a blatant lie and just laid him out flat. I mean, just like the exchange with Raskin. I mean, it was a beatdown.
Yeah, it was. It was, Sean. And if anybody, and I don't know who would, but if anybody had a mind to get legal advice from AOC, I guess they're probably not going to do that anymore, and that's a good thing. No, I mean, the Democrats have really attacked this two ways. One is kind of these ridiculous statements like AOC's that there's no crime that has been committed. No, that crime doesn't exist. The other one is to try to minimize and deflect Joe Biden's role. And Bobulinski was correct. When you look at RICO, when you look at conspiracy, when you look at these other crimes that Greg Jarrett and others have talked about on your program, Joe Biden's role is essential. Hunter may be the one that is, you know, doing the meetings and collecting the money, but absent Joe Biden, this criminal activity could not take place. So Joe Biden is the sun around which all the planets, the Biden family planets, have to revolve, and he's an essential ingredient to this. And, you know, what people have to realize, Sean, is, you know, what is the precedent that's established here? If this is not a crime, if they're going to insist this is not a crime, where do we go from here? The next president, the president after that, the next vice president, the next secretary of defense? I guess according to their standards, it's okay for them all now to start, you know, have their adult children take millions of dollars from the Chinese, performing those services in response, pay to play. It's apparently now all acceptable because they want to create the Biden rule, the Biden exception. And the fact of the matter is Tony Bobulinski was square on. He was untouchable, and I think he did a great job. And I think we need a little bit more of this. From Republicans. We've got guys on Capitol Hill like Jim Jordan who are doing a great job, but we have to be direct, we have to aim accurately, and we have to be unrelenting in laying out the facts. That's the only way that this battle is going to be won.
It's been a little frustrating to me when I find as a talk show host at times with certain people that I seem to know more or have a better ability than they have of laying out the basic fundamental facts here. And I thought Tony Bobulinski did this very successfully yesterday, you know, on the issue of a meeting between Bobulinski and Joe Biden that took place, I think, at the, where was it? One of the famous hotel out in California. I forget off the top of my head, but they had this 45 or 50 minute meeting. And at one point, Bobulinski, you know, was asked, you know, about the meeting and he gave his answer and that he was even coached by Hunter ahead of time how to deal with the meeting that went on 45, 50 minutes, as I said. And then you go back to the depositions of James Biden and Hunter Biden. And James Biden said, was asked if there was a meeting between Bobulinski and Joe Biden. He said, absolutely not. Hunter said, my dad went and shook hands with Tony. And Bobulinski said, Hunter Biden in his own transcribed interview confirmed that the meeting took place. Hunter confirmed that his uncle perjured himself in front of this committee. He accused both Hunter and James Biden of perjury. And there seems to be enough evidence to back it up. If we just stick with the fundamentals, Peter, and you don't need to go any further. Now, you tell me, how many boards are going to hire somebody with zero experience and an admitted drug addict at the time?
Exactly right, Sean. And the problem that the Democrats are trying to take advantage of, corruption stories are often not simple stories. You know, okay, you get the really dumb politician who takes a shoebox of cash from somebody who's got a wire from the FBI and they get nailed. That doesn't really happen much anymore. It's become much more sophisticated than that. And the Bidens have done that. Remember, they created these shell companies, Sean. It wasn't them taking the money directly. They created a cloud of shell companies through which to run this money. They would give ridiculous explanations to investigators when asked, why did this Chinese official send you money? Hunter Biden said that $5 million arrived. It was good faith seed money, even though there was no paperwork or anything about that $5 million being given. So they obscure it and they run the hope that they can run out the clock. And they really want to firmly believe that they can make this muddy the waters, complicate it. But you are exactly right. The challenge that Republicans need to do is stick simply to the facts, the irrefutable facts. And what the Democrats have not been able to do for all the efforts of Jamie Raskin and the others, those facts haven't moved because those facts are true and accurate and real. And nobody has still ever given a plausible explanation of why they got this money, why the Bidens got, we discovered some $31 million from China, why he got millions from Ukraine, why he got $3.5 million from Yelena Batyrina in Russia. There's no discernible, legitimate business service or product that was ever provided. And if you look at the poll, Sean, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Harvard Harris have all in recent months done polling on this, and they all asked, did Joe Biden engage in highly unethical behavior or illegal behavior to enrich his family. And in every one of those polls, a minimum of 65% of the American people said yes. So the American people get it. The Democrats' efforts to obscure it have not worked, and we need to keep hammering home the message so we can hold them accountable.
Quick break. We will come back. We'll continue more with Peter Schweizer. His new book, number one New York Times bestseller, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores around the country. All right, boy, with Peter Schweizer, his number one New York Times bestseller just out, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores around the country as well. We continue with Peter Schweizer. Go back to the fundamental point. Why would Joe Biden lie repeatedly, both as a candidate and a president, that he never one time ever spoke to his son, brother, or anybody for that matter about the foreign business deals, only to have testimony from the likes of Devin Archer that he was aware of at least 20 times Joe Biden had called into some of the meetings with foreign business partners. Then, of course, famous meetings at the Cafe Milano with people like one you just mentioned, Elena Batarina. Then, of course, it was $3.5 million from the Russian oligarch, former First Lady of Moscow. Then, according to Archer, another $100 million-plus invested in a real estate venture. Or then this guy Galanis testifying of a 2014 phone call with then-Vice President Biden. And then we got pictures of them meeting and eating dinner together. And we don't even have a final number. We have shell corporations identified by the Oversight Committee. What were the companies used for? What legitimate business purpose were they used for? Why did 10 Biden family members get paid? What did the grandchildren do to get paid? What services did they render for the money they got paid? We don't get answers to any of these questions.
No, we don't. And look, I think the other thing that's becoming apparent and clear, I mean, the reporting that you've done and John Solomon has done on Ukraine is that this is not just a case. I mean, it's bad enough that you have a political family enriching themselves in this way. But this corruption actually has consequences. It affects people's lives. You know, in the new book, Blood Money, I talk about the fact that, you know, $5 million that the Bidens got in 2017 came from this interest-free forgivable loan from a Chinese businessman. That businessman happened to be, at the time, business partners with a guy who goes by the name White Wolf, who's the head of a criminal syndicate in China who helped set up the Sinaloa cartel in the fentanyl trade. So is it really a surprise that Joe Biden won't confront the Chinese on fentanyl? He doesn't want to bring it up. Is it really any surprise that he takes the policy positions towards China that he does, or that he has adopted the posture in Ukraine that he does? No, this is a consequence of the corruption. So it's not just Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, or Jim Biden getting paid. This actually affects the lives of Americans and the policies that this president is carrying out or not carrying out. Corruption has consequences.
Can you imagine the dossiers that the Russians and communist Chinese have on Hunter? Anyway, Peter Schweizer, his new book is out, number one New York Times bestseller. It's called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. I want to bring you back at a future date and talk about all the information about TikTok that you accumulated and what a real clear present danger it is. The information is eye-opening, to say the least. But anyway, we'll put a link on Hannity.com. It's in bookstores around the country, Amazon.com as well. Peter, congrats on another number one bestseller.
Well, thanks so much, Sean. Thanks so much for having me on.
800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Republicans are now fighting back. Let me play their recent RNC ad hitting Biden hard on the economy. Listen to this.
Fucking inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal. So, again, if it turns out that what I've done so far, what we've done so far, is a mistake, it's going to show.
On issue number one of the economy, it's a pretty poor outlook from the American people.
Biden is not getting good marks on the economy right now.
Only 31% say that they approve of Biden's handling of the economy.
Only 36% believe Biden can make good decisions on economic policy. That's a 20-point drop since 2021. I wonder why.
49% bad, 26% good in terms of how people feel about Bidenomics.
It's in the cellar.
33-62 on the economy. He's almost as much underwater as he's ever been.
78% of voters view the economy negatively, and 67% say the worst isn't over yet.
His handling of inflation in particular remains low.
President Biden's rating on handling inflation and higher prices is underwater by 40 points.
A lot of people think the prices would continue to go up under his policies.
You should see a 10-point advantage for Republicans on the issue of the economy.
Now, what I've been pointing out now for recent days, for 228 days outside of Election Day, is Joe Biden is in a really bad spot. And that spot is he's trying to shore up his base. I went through all the numbers earlier in the show today. They're bad. He's losing he's down in below water from 2020, 22% with African Americans. He had with Hispanic Americans. With African Americans, he had 93% support in 2020. Now he's down to 66%. So, you know, he goes out, makes this West Coast trip, and he's trying to appeal to his base to come back home. In the middle of it, of course, you get the mumbling, the bumbling, the stumbling, the gaffes, the blunders. And then, of course, him telling Hispanic voters, oh, I need you badly. Well, they don't need his policies, which are hurting every American. That's the point. And then, of course, playing the race card. Trump despises Latinos. No, he doesn't. Because under Donald Trump, the African-American unemployment rate was at its lowest level ever. Set record after record after record. Same with Hispanic Americans. The same with Asian Americans. The same with women in the workplace. The same with African-American youth unemployment. Yeah, the Trump policies did that, not the Biden policies that are hurting all of us. Anyway, here's Joe and his recent trip.
And thank you, Representative Stan, for your dedication to the people of the 4th District and for the passport anyway. Get in. While we couldn't be here today because the votes in Washington, I know the business roundtable. Please have a seat, by the way. You're all standing. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you're still standing. I apologize. Make no bones. Everybody has the right to organize, man, to have their labor rights protected. It's going to expand their engineering to over 10,000 additional students. 10,000 additional engineering students. This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. This is a guy who's the way he talks about the Latino community is, 2016, he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down to an escalator. Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. I need you. I need you badly.
separating kids from parents at the border and killing the children. He's planning mass deportations of literally several million people who are here in the country. Several million people. And he wants to end birthright citizenship. Now, this guy despises Latinos. I understand Latino values.
Of course, play the race card. One thing he can't run on is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? All right, let's get to our busy, busy phones. Ron is in the state of Massachusetts, good old Massachusetts. What's going on in the Northeast, sir? How are you?
Sean, thanks for the privilege. I'm actually calling from Massachusetts.
I'm not sure Massachusetts is going to go for Donald Trump, but if it happened, that would be history in the making for sure.
We're working on it. Yesterday there was, actually many times I hear callers call in and they'll say, what can we do? Like everybody feels powerless. I've got two ideas, quickly is, there's the GoFundMe out there from Cardone. I don't know if everybody's seen it, but, it basically, if you Google Stand With Trump on GoFundMe, I think they have $1.5 million raised so far. It just hasn't gotten a lot of traction. I don't think a lot of people have been exposed to it. But also, obviously, you can donate to the campaign. I've given more than $20 to each, which is not a lot of money, but 75 million of us voted for Trump in 2020. If we gave them $40 each, that's $3 billion. So that's some quick math right there. But the other idea is that we do these standouts and these rallies on overpasses, highway overpasses on the bridges, and we put the flags up on the chain link fence, and the people that are driving underneath can see. And the one that I do is a spot called Green Lodge Street Bridge in Canton, and basically, the traffic on a Saturday morning, it's a traffic jam, so it's a captive audience. And we've got Trump flags. We've got conservative issue flags. I also have flags for – I do them around the holidays, too, because it's important. I want the people to know that it's not just about Trump, but it's about our society and our culture and the traditions that we love. And we do some theatrics. We have like a guitar where we do like air guitar and play music and wear costumes that are lined to the holiday. So we just did St. Patrick's Day, for instance, and we're going to do Tax Day. So the Saturday before Tax Day, I got a Uncle Sam outfit and things like that. So those are the ideas that I have. Like, those are things that everybody can do. I know that we're all busy. I'm working three jobs myself. But you know what? My country, I love my country. I've served my country. My country's worth way more than $40 to me. It's worth way more than just getting out and showing support for Trump and America as well. So those are my thoughts. And I wanted to see what you had to say.
Listen, I applaud everybody's effort, whatever the effort is. And I will tell you, it's an all hands on deck moment. I can't. This is an inflection point for the country. These are consequential times. These policies are failing spectacularly. I don't know how many different ways I can say it. I can talk about the border more. I could talk about the horrible economic policies more. I could talk more about law and order policies of the left and the damage it's doing and the harm it's causing. I could talk about failed government schools. I could talk about a disastrous foreign policy that is making the world a much more dangerous place. And I just hope that Americans will feel the sense of urgency that I feel and obviously you feel. And my advice is to do wherever your heart guides you, follow your heart. And for a lot of people, that means maybe stopping by your local Republican, you know, meeting house, whatever it happens to be, or office, and saying, can I volunteer? And for people with money, maybe it's as simple as writing a check. For other people, maybe it's going to be, you know, contacting the RNC and saying, you know what, I'd like to be a trained partisan observer for election day and learn how to do it. And that would be extraordinarily helpful. I hope the Republican Party gets their act together and has partisan observers, especially in every important swing state and every precinct. People watching the voting all day, the vote counting all night. I hope that Republicans up their effort and convince other conservatives and Republicans to vote early and vote by mail and don't reject that. It's the bad system we're stuck with, but we can't change it until Republicans win elections. I hope people will also step up their efforts with legal ballot harvesting that pretty much has been mastered by the Democrats so they don't have that advantage. And I just say to everybody, you know, it's all hands on deck, whatever you can do. And I do appreciate that there are many people just like you that have to work three jobs and I'm sure probably to make ends meet. That means to keep your home or pay your rent, pay your car payment, take care of your kids, send them to school, clothe them, you know, just bare necessities. I'm not even talking about, you know, the extras in life that we often take for granted. I mean, when it gets expensive to go to McDonald's, and I'm not dissing McDonald's. McDonald's is just reflecting where the economy is. And the occasion that I do kind of cheat and I'll have like a quarter pounder with cheese meal. It's not very often, but when I do, I'm like, holy, I mean, $18. I mean, it's crazy. I don't mind paying it. I really don't. I can afford it. So I'm not complaining, but for people that can't afford it and really, you know, they can afford it at $7, but they can't afford it at 15 or 16 or 17 or $18. That's a lot of money to them. And I hope people are seeing and feeling. I hope the pain, which is often a great awakener in life, is waking people up to how bad things are. And my hope is that will motivate them to realize the importance of the moment that we're living in, the important times we're living in, the consequential nature of this election. I'm hoping. And, you know, all next week it's going to be, we're going to watch America become a banana republic right before our eyes as New York will try to basically take Donald Trump's properties. You know, for what reason, I don't know. Anyway, Ron, I hope that I wish you the best of luck in all your efforts. I really do. I appreciate you trying to inspire other people to do the same. Linda in Texas. How are you, Linda, the free state of Texas?
I am fine, John.
Glad you called. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm a 25-year-plus realtor in the state of Texas, and so I know I don't know everything about every state, but I do know that what they're doing has got to him for these this loan fraud is completely ridiculous. Every person that applies for any type of loan, in any commercial, residential, anything, it doesn't matter. It is the due diligence of the banking institute to use a third-party appraiser to evaluate that property. They will ask you what that you think your property is worth to begin the process. It's just an application. And then you become in the realm of the about the bank's due diligence to come out with a true appraisal of the house, of the property or the home or whatever you're loaning on. But in that case, it makes me very angry that people don't know a little more about real estate, and I'm sure Trump does. So he's looking at it like this is crazy, because I would be the same way. Your appraiser has to approve the loan value for the bank, and it's a third party. They're independent. They're not trying to be on either person's side. So that had to all be in process before he ever got these loans. And I don't know why.
And by the way, you're not talking about a little amount of money here. This is not your average $150,000, $200,000, you know, condo, townhouse, home, whatever it happens. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. No lending institution is going to give that much money to anybody ever.
Absolutely.
Unless they do due diligence and their own valuations. And then the judge to value Mar-a-Lago at $18 million? No, I keep telling people, look online, look at Zillow, look at any of these real estate websites, Palm Beach, waterfront property, look at the prices. I've looked at them and I've shown some of the properties, you know, 2-acre empty lot, dirt, $200 million on the ocean, Palm Beach, Florida. Crazy. I mean, insane, but that's a real number. I didn't make it up. Anyway, I appreciate your good call. You're raising great points, Linda. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Remember the Gold Star dad that was arrested during the State of the Union? He lost his son at Karzai International Airport in that disastrous pullout of Biden. He'll join us tonight. Kellyanne Conway, Mark Penn will join us as well. We'll look at the poll numbers of Biden just tanking. We'll check in on the economy with Larry Kudlow, Jim Jordan on the latest in Washington, Daryl Issa, much more. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, tonight, Hannity on Fox. See you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.